Valentine's Day is an occasion for chocolates, for flowers and candlelight. It's also an opportunity to serenade the one you love, or failing that, maybe the one you used to.
We don't need the men. We don't need the men. We don't need to have them round, except for now and then.
Those incurable romantics are the Rude Girls, and there's one man who appreciates them, I think, more than most music critics. That's our own Jim Nader, who is host of the Annoying Music Show. Jim, please tell me about the Rude Girls, these divas. Is this the only hit song they ever had, the Rude Girls?
I don't know. It's the only song that's made the Annoying Music Show, because they actually, as you can hear with the guitar and vocals, are very talented. But I thought that bitter diatribe would be the perfect love send-off for a Valentine's segment.
They can come to see us when they have tickets to symphony. Otherwise, they can stay at home and play a game of pinochle.
Scott, what's our theme again? I can't.
Valentine's Day, but you're
right. That's
right. We're getting a little hard to recall at the moment, yes?
Well, this song really sums up love, Valentine's Day. I mean, if people made more attention to the lyrics of this song, the world would finally just get along.
Anthropology with an apology, we classify the races of men. One is Caucasoid and one is Mongoloid and one Negroid, and please understand.
Jim, where's this song from? It's a little dated now, we ought to note, anthropologically speaking.
This is true. I found this album in the garbage, my neighbor's garbage, and it's actually an anthropology course set to music by Dr. Hai Zarrett. Scott, I'm often asked, where will the new young annoying artist come from? And our next song fits in perfectly with the Valentine's theme. It's a Beatles classic. And we have exclusive tape from the St. John's Talent Show held on June 12th.
Now, Jim, you can't laugh at children for trying their best.
No, I'm not laughing at them. I'm just encouraging them to continue their career so that I may have some future annoying music down the road.
Nice talking to you again, Jim.
Butterfly kisses, Scott.
Jim Nader, who is host of the Annoying Music Show, that's produced out of WBEZ in Chicago and then broadcast all over the world by public radio stations that have lost all sense of proportion.